Om Shanti. 6th November 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you constantly stay within the line of safety and experience God's canopy of protection and thereby become a conqueror of Maya. The Father and you is the line of safety. This line is God's canopy of protection. Maya will not have courage to come to those who stay within the line of this canopy. You will then be ignorant of what effort is, what an obstruction is, or what an obstacle is. You will remain constantly safe and merged in the Father's heart. This is the easiest way of making effort, of going at a fast speed, and of becoming a conqueror of Maya. So the blessing is, may you constantly stay within the line of safety and experience God's canopy of protection and thereby become conqueror of Maya. Baba is saying, the Father and you, this is the line of safety and this is the canopy and this is the protection. And if you stay under this canopy of God's protection, Maya will not come near you. You will not know what effort is, purusharth is, what an obstacle is, what an obstruction is, vigna and rukavat. And this is the easiest way of making efforts, of going at a fast speed and becoming conqueror of Maya. So to experience the divine hand of protection all the time, to experience His canopy all the time, this is such a wonderful thing that when we are very much intimately connected with Baba, we feel that His protection is upon us all the time. This canopy is such a subtle canopy that the person himself feels that I am protected, I am insulated. It is said of Prophet Muhammad that when he used to walk in that parched up desert and scorching heat of the sun, some clouds would be there on the top who would provide him shade. Wherever he used to go, they say that some clouds would follow him and they were visible only to him and they would provide him some shade. So, right from Copper Age till now, there are number of devotees, number of saints who have experienced this canopy of God, protection of God through their incessant, uninterrupted love of God, even though they did not have full introduction of God, but their faith was unflinching, and because of that unflinching faith, they ever had that feeling that God is with me and He is protecting me. And now when Baba has come and when God has come on this planet, He is telling us that for you the greatest canopy of protection is this love, is this combined form that He is with me. I am not alone. So, the line of safety. Line of safety. One of the lines of safety is Baba and I. This is one of the lines of safety. Or you can say, what are the means of safety in Brahmin life? So we'll just make a short list of things. What are the means of safety or lines of safety in Brahmin life? The first one is Baba and I, we are combined. What else? Srimat. Srimat is the line of safety. Even though we may not understand sometimes, but even if we follow that, we remain safe, we remain protected. In last Sunday's Murli, the last paragraph, while talking with teachers, Baba said, if you are given some instructions, what you should not do? Yes? Seven things in that. Whenever your seniors give you any instructions, seven things to do. What are those things? Anybody? Yeah. Okay. And? First thing, whenever you are given any instruction by your seniors, don't get confused. Second, whenever you are given any instruction by your seniors, don't go on thinking why they do like this, why they tell me like this, why they tell me only like this. There are others also, they should go and tell them. The third thing, have patience. Have patience. And think why, what they are trying to say whenever your seniors are giving any instructions. Fourth, give yourself some time to understand that instruction. Time to understand that instruction, what they have said exactly. Fifth, think seriously about it. Gambhirta. What is the secret? There must be some secret behind this. Sixth, if you don't understand the secret, ask them only what is the secret. Why you have told me this? What is the benefit in this? And last, seventh, don't refuse. Because double foreigners, Baba pointed out one trait of their personality. What is that? They are free-minded. Not all of them are hippies. So Baba said they are free-minded. Their mind is free. They don't want to be under anybody's bondage. They are freelancers. So they are free, independent. They can't accept, who are you to teach me, tell me, guide me, instruct me. So Baba is saying they are free-minded. So follow these seven things. Whenever you are given any instruction by your seniors, the first thing is don't get confused, and the last thing is don't refuse. In between, these are the five points. Don't get confused. There's a confusion. Or we will feel such a stupidity. And Baba said a very good thing about them. They have got experience. You don't have experience. And if suppose, even if you have experience, if you are an old BK, still, they will know ins and outs of things. They will have that vision that penetrates the depth of things. Because probably they have gone through all of these things. What hurts you are getting now, probably they have experienced all those hurts, traumas, experiences, bad experiences of Brahmin life. So their instructions, their guidance is still worth contemplating. That's why Baba says, have patience and think what they are saying, rather than straightforward refusing them. If you are called and told, we are changing your department. From this department, you will be shifted to another department. From this place, you will be shifted to another place. At the very onset, while talking with teachers, Baba asked a very poignant question. If you are changed, are you ready? If we change your place, are you ready? Because person gets attached to places. If you stay at any place for 3 days, some attachment starts. And by the end of 21 days, you don't want to leave that place. So these are the seven things. So we were talking about Srimat. So Srimat is the line of safety. Now this Srimat may come through Murli, or directly you get some touching, or that might come through your seniors. So when a Srimat comes through senior, put these 7 points. What are the 7 points? First, don't get confused. Otherwise, one gets confounded and doesn't understand what to do and what not to do. And we believe our own intuition more than their instructions. And our touchings more than their touchings or what they are saying. Because we know many of their bad qualities, which are so much visible to us. So don't get confused. Don't get confused. Second, don't think why they say like this, why they do like this. Know that they have some depth of experience with them. They are senior to me in age. They are senior to me in post, and they are senior to me in spirituality. So there must be some benefit in what they are saying. The third, have patience to think what they are saying. Next, have patience and then give time to yourself. Don't take any decision impulsively. When you are told something, tell, I'll get back to you after 24 hours. It's good to get back to them after 24 hours so that we can go and churn on that point, rather than point blank saying no with capital N. There was a German philosopher, Georg Gurdjieff, and he has written many times. He told, when I was 9 years of age, my father was dying in front of me. And he called me. And he said to me, Gurdjieff, I don't have anything to give. George, I don't have anything to give to you. I am not leaving behind any inheritance, any property for you. But I'll give you one instruction. Just follow that one instruction throughout your life. And George Gurdjieff writes that because of that one instruction, I remained safe throughout my life. Otherwise, I would have got involved in petty squabble, quarrels with others. What was that instruction? The father said to the son, whenever you get angry, and whenever you have to say anything in anger, just tell the person that I'll come back to you after 24 hours. Postpone your anger for 24 hours. He says, this was just a simple instruction given to me by my father, but that helped me throughout my life. Otherwise, many times it happened that I was about on the verge to get involved in quarrel, battle with somebody. So it's a simple thing. So have patience. Give time to yourself to think, to churn, to reflect, to cogitate. Next, Gambhirta. See, think seriously, what is the benefit? There must be some hidden benefit. A very, very deep benefit. Probably, for example, you are sent for 3 days to some place. Okay, and going there, you find nobody is giving any respect. You are just an outsider and you feel you are wasting your time those 3 days. But probably you will meet some person there, and who would become a lifelong inspiration for you. And probably only for meeting that person, you went to that far off place where you felt frustrated because nothing happened as per your wish and will. No seva took place. So it is not that every time you go somewhere, seva will take place. Something else will also take place. We have certain karmic account with places also. We have to go to certain places. So, think seriously and see what is the benefit, what is the secret, what is the hidden profit in that. Some bonus, some dividend. And next, see the... If you don't find anything, ask the person who is giving you, what is the benefit? And then, don't refuse. Don't refuse the instructions. So, the line of safety is Baba and I. The second line of safety is Srimad. Third line of safety in Brahmin life? Double lock. Double lock, yes. Have double lock of remembrance and service. You should remain busy. To remain busy is the best thing in life. Throughout the day, remain busy in the seva so that you can devote your morning, evenings or wherever you get time to unadulterated remembrance. Next, what is the line of safety in Brahmin life? Huh? Quotes and that will come under Srimat only. Maryadas. Okay. So Srimat and Maryada, little bit same. Then? Churning. Okay. Churning knowledge. So drama, knowledge. This drama is line of safety. When you have the knowledge of intellect, knowledge of drama in your intellect, you remain safe. All the different points of drama which Baba said. Then, what is the line of safety? What is the line of safety? Purity. Purity is the line of safety. So long as that purity, unbroken celibacy goes with us, we are safe. You know, the Christian saint Thekla. Have you heard of her? Saint Paul and Sister Thekla. Saint Thekla. She was a lady who was about to get married to a young, handsome gentleman. And one day she was just standing at a balcony and she saw one saint, Saint Paul. He was going from there singing the glory of Christ. And she looks at her, and she looks at him, and she keeps looking at him. First day, second day, third day, and he is singing some song, some psalm, some glory, something like that. And she kept on listening, and he is saying some song, the purport of that was, he who gives to the Lord his body, his mind and everything becomes eternal in his love. And that song is so profound. And that makes such a profound impression on the mind of that young girl that she decides immediately that I have to devote all my life to Christ. And her husband is furious, would-be husband. And he says, nothing doing, you have to get married to me. Even her own mother forces her, but she is adamant. Sudden transformation has occurred. And the transformation has occurred so internal transformation that she is just sitting there and standing there and listening to that Saint Paul who is going every day just singing the glory on the streets. So she doesn't listen to her mother or her would-be husband, and her mother and would-be husband, they both devise a plot. And after doing everything, when she doesn't listen, she was punished for that crime. And what was the punishment? They go and make up concocted stories about her. And the king there decides that she should be burnt at stake in front of everyone. Just as Joan of Arc of France was burnt at stake. That 19-year-old lady. This Thekla, she was made to stand tied on that wooden lock and burnt in front of entire public so that the other women should learn a lesson of becoming unloyal to the husband. But the first miracle happens and she surrenders herself to God. O Lord, and the most important thing which Saint Paul had said was about celibacy. He who is chaste in mind and body alone will be accepted in the kingdom of Lord. And that principle of brahmacharya or chastity so much enters within her that she makes a resolve that I will remain virgin and undefiled. So suddenly rain showers and that fire is extinguished and she makes a miraculous escape. And that Saint Paul, even he was caught and he was flogged, beaten. And then she goes to, then she meets Saint Paul and they both go to another kingdom, another place. But again the husband gets to know about it and the husband, her would-be husband, lover, ex-lover, whatever, he reaches that other place. Again he tries to molest her and again a complaint is lodged against her and the second punishment given to her. And this punishment was more severe. There was an arena like that and she was made to stand there and three lions, hungry lions, and the entire public village watching, and she is made to stand there. And the two lions, they come, they are hungry, and the whole village is watching that scene. But there was a lioness who comes in between and protects her. And she says, Lord, I surrender unto you. My life is chaste, my life is pure, and I give everything unto you. I trust you. You are maybe everything. And there is again that lioness comes and she lioness doesn't allow the other two lions. And there only, then she says, I don't want any human guru now. And she makes her own anointment with that water which is there. And then she escapes from there again. And then she goes to some mountains and there she lives till the age of 70 years. And then she develops some miraculous powers because of her chastity and purity. But now the third exam comes. Now whosoever comes to her, she starts healing. Some healing properties come to her. All sick and everybody. But the local doctors who are there, they become jealous. Because their customers, their patients are going to her. And whosoever goes to that cave is still there in Turkey. Where she was there. So everybody is going to her. So they devise a plot. Some young men should go and break her celibacy. That was the plot. She was 70 above or 90 years of age. But some young men are sent and they go there and the last scene, the last ultimate miracle of God, that's what they say. That there is a cave and she is standing here and those 3-4 people, young man, they come to molest her and she goes back and back and again she pleads and again she invokes the Lord and she disappears in that cave. That's what they say. This is the story. How much true it is, I don't know. But that cave is still there in Turkey. And this is all account is known as story of Saint Thekla and Saint Paul. And then she is canonized and all those things which are done. So this is all the power of purity. These are the people in the world, not of just the Hindu religion, but of other religions also. For example, Rabia of Sufi, or this Akka Mahadevi of Karnataka. They had such intimate love for purity of that, and that purity helped them, that purity protect them, that was a line of protection. So Baba says, I and Baba, this is line of protection. Srimat is the line of protection. Codes and conducts are the line of protection. All the purity is the line of protection. What else? Anything else? What is the line of protection? This Brahmin family is a line of protection. Stay within it. Don't try to break away and go away. This Yajna is the line of protection. Stay within this Yajna. This is a fort. Madhuban is the line of protection. Keep on coming to Madhuban. There are people who have lost their touch with Madhuban. They come once in 5 years. Or now they are even stopped coming. But there is some magnetic force here, some pure vibrations. So Madhuban is line of protection, even center is line of protection. What else? What else? That is Srimat, or direction, dictates, commandments, maryadas, codes and conducts, everything is Srimad. What is line of conduct, code, line of safety? Huh? God's love. God's love. Love of Baba. This line of safety. What else? Promises. Mm-hmm. So that is the canopy. Chhatrachaya. We are talking of Chhatrachaya only. But what are those Chhatrachayas? That is it. That was first. These are others. What else? What is the line of safety? What else? Efforts. Recently I received one message and the brother said, I am very lazy and I don't want to do any efforts. Can you tell me some way to become perfect, sampurna, without doing any efforts? Is there any way, any shortcut? Because I don't want, and because I have tried and everything has failed. So is there any way to become 16 celestial degree full without doing any efforts? Some shortcut. So what is the line of conduct? Line of safety? Churning knowledge and discussion of knowledge. Discussion of knowledge. You are not telling one very good thing. Service. Though double lock we said, but service itself is a line of safety. When you are engaged in service, your mind is free from all waste thoughts. Otherwise, mind is devil's home. Songs. Achha, songs are also line of safety. So keep on listening good songs. Once there was a video of Bab Dada that had gone viral. 3 minutes video of Bab Dada talking with double foreigners in Om Shanti Bhavan. Baba said to double foreigners, if you get depressed, go to bathroom and start dancing. Have you watched that video? It's a short video. Bab Dada is saying to double foreigners, if you get depressed, go to bathroom and start dancing. But don't sleep there. Otherwise, okay, even with fracture, then you will remember Baba even more. If there is a fracture. So these are all the lines of safety. So churn on this topic. How should I remain safe in this Brahmin life? What are the means of safety? What are the protections Baba has given us? What is the Z plus security Baba has given us? What is that armor? What is that shield Baba has given us? So all this drama, double lock, all these are lines of safety in Brahmin life. Om Shanti.